You love it. We play it. This is Energy FM.
Now, you're all great players. I mean, I've watched you all season. I mean, I know Lee from years ago, great player, ex-professional. I've seen Brogan, I've seen Callum. But you've played against good players in Peel squad, in the Old Boys squad, in the St Mary squad. What's the toughest player this year that you've played against now?
This year, I mean, it's a difficult one. I haven't really played against that many players this season in terms of, like, because of the position I play, you're not really matching up against each other. You're kind of just in the hole there. But the Stuart twins from Old Boys probably always get mentioned because they're physical and, they've got good engines on them. But like, say, Bella and P from Peel and, there's a couple of young lads in Ramsey that are really, really, really good. You know, they just need a wee bit more guidance, but there's something there about them. You know, you've got to keep your eye on them. So, yeah, there's been a few.
I'd ask Callum, but I don't think there's a centre half on the island good enough to be mentioned. But
no, I concur.
Apart from Buckley, who had you in his pocket when you got beat 2-1 against All Boys in the cup. And yeah, if you'd slotted that one in the last 10 minutes, it would have been 2-1. And everybody's blaming Brogan for going to Vegas.
Yeah, I was sent to Caesar's
Palace.
No,
to be honest with you, I was worried about Tommy Miller because I heard he was up at A&E, so I was just worried about him. And I was concentrating on that.
Yeah, for people who don't know, we had Tommy in and he was saying what he was going to do to Callum put him in hospital. And
accidentally.
You've won Player of the Year as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't know if Lee has. But,
probably one of the only things missing, but Cal, as I always tell you, I'm not about individual awards, I'm a team man.
Well, coming on to that, Lee, you have got a Grand Slam under your belt, haven't you, son?
Only now you mention that. And at this point, Cal, if you want to go and make the boys some tea and coffee, you pop along, sunshine. Obviously, Grand Slam under the belt, everything stays with you forever, and I hope I can try and help Callum achieve his dream. Something he hasn't managed to do yet, along with some of the other lads up there. Hopefully something that when they retire, they can look back on and say that they achieved it.
Well, it's a big talking point in the Isle of Man. I mean, yous were favourites to do it this year. And unfortunately, like you say, Neil was away in Vegas. I've got a Grand Slam. Neil?
Yeah, I've got a Grand Slam as well, yeah.
Lee?
I've got one, yeah.
Two sugars in mine as well, Callum. And you're going, right, son, because we're talking Grand Slam. He's gone. Come back, Callum. Yeah, but a Grand Slam is a big thing. St John's this year, they did it in Division 2, unbeaten all year, what you mentioned, and they've won two cups, and they've got some great players. And you only beat them 4-3 last Sunday as well.
Yeah, it was a good game. I think the first 20 minutes, they got a big shock. Obviously, they've been playing second division, and the standard is very different, as everyone knows. That's not disrespectful to other teams, but there's a massive, massive gap. They got the shock of their lives inside the first 20 minutes, and had our lads have kept their foot on the gas, I think it could have gone sort of got to being quite a high scoreline. They got back in the game, fair play to them. They had good battling qualities and their adrenaline was up. We got ahead again 3-2, 4-2. And to be honest, when it was 4-2, could have ended up 6-7-2, like it has done in a lot of games against the likes of your Laxies and Russians this season. They got a goal in injury time. I think it made the game look a little bit closer than it was, to be honest. And that's not disrespectful to them because I thought they were fantastic on the day. St John's, just to stay that close with us. And their challenge is next year, they're going to have that every week.
And is Hurtie going to have his work cut out next year?
I don't think for one minute they're going to struggle to in terms of fighting relegation, but I do think that their biggest challenge would be dealing with the players and keeping their heads up when they maybe lose a couple or maybe get a couple of heavy defeats if that happens. I think Nick's biggest challenge will be keeping the players focused and working as hard as they need to compete at the highest level.
Well, they're looking for players anyway down there. Any that's not going to get in St George's team next year?
Callum might be heading down there the season he's had.
Yeah, well, I heard that. Rumour is Lee had a sharp exit out of St John's. He got sacked, didn't he? And I heard because they brought Dicko in to actually help us win the Grand Slam this year and he failed. So I heard
he's getting the sack from St George's as well. Yeah. And you, Neil, you played against St John's. How did you find them? Because they've got two good lads up front, haven't you?
Yeah, I was playing centre-back that day and I didn't play well. It was never a penalty, by the way, the last goal either. So I'll just let you mention that.
But that's John Lovelady, the referee, that.
Yeah, Mark Stevens gave it, actually. And he'd paid a glass, he's him. But, St John's, they were a good side when I first came over here. I think Nick was actually playing for them the first time round when I first came. And then Kevin Manning was the manager at the time. And they were always a difficult side to play against. But recently, in the last few years, they've kind of been rebuilding. And, yeah, I was a bit surprised, to be honest. I mean, we got two penalties early on. I thought it would have knocked the stuffing out of them and we would have went on comfortably to win the game. But every credit to them. They kept battling and they got back in it. And but I just felt this season, you know, you even when teams got close to us, we just knew there's too many match winners in the team. You know, there were always going to be goals coming from somewhere. So yeah, no, fair play to them, and I think they'll do all right next season in the first division.
Callum, how do you find St John's?
Yeah, it was. They were good, but I think when they sort of got close to getting on terms with us or maybe pulling it level, I think we always sort of, you know, we're always on about gas mark two, and we can turn it up if we want to. And but they have got good players. I mean, Hurty, you got both the Glovers. I mean, they've got players that shouldn't really be in that division. And I think that's why they broke all the records, because it's really a first division team who maybe should finish fifth or sixth playing in the second division where they really shouldn't be. So we'll find out next year anyway.
Carl, have you put two sugars in that for me?
Yeah, well,
it tastes like it.
Mine's cold.
You're listening to Energy FM. You love it. We play it.